Now is the chance to use reliable energy to grow your money with the Dominion Energy Reliability Investment. Our new investment product offers competitive returns, no maintenance fees, and flexible online access to your money. Make the reliable investment in reliable energy. The Dominion Energy Reliability Investment. To find out more, go online to reliabilityinvestment.com. That's reliabilityinvestment.com.
I always thought that song sounded like he was singing into a soup can.
1029 The Whale Rock Gossip.
Happy birthday to Dave Edmonds. He's 75 today. Had a couple songs you might remember. Girls Talk. I love the song Crawling from the Wreckage. I may be the only person that knows that song. But the song he's famous for is I Hear You Knocking. And it always sounded so weird because it sounded kind of like he was recording it in a bathroom or something. I guess now we find out why. Because here's Dave Edmonds on recording I Hear You Knocking.
What I can remember about I Hear You Knocking is the studio I did it in was not a professional recording studio. It was just a little setup owned by a friend of mine, which later became Rockfield Studios. I did that mostly myself. I didn't quite know what I was after, and I kept re-recording it, gradually pruning down. I started off with bass, drums, guitar, and piano. I think the drums went all together, and I ended up just playing a hi-hat and a small tom. So it's a very odd-sounding record. The sound in my head eventually got onto wax, but it was a strange process to do it.
Ah, that's why. You know who Alan Parsons is, right? I mean, he was engineer and involved in the production of Abbey Road, Let It Be, Dark Side of the Moon, plus his own stuff, Alan Parsons Project. Well, he's still doing it. He has been on tour, coming off the tour. He's got a new album coming out April 26th. And Lou Gramm is on that album. And Lou Gramm didn't even come to visit him.
We did it at a distance. He was in New York. I was at my studio in Santa Barbara. But the internet makes these things possible these days. Actually record pretty much live at a distance like that. Always nice to have the personal contact. But when the guy is actually singing, it's a personal thing. You are treating the microphone as the world. And that can be kind of anywhere, any place.
Okay. I guess what that means is he couldn't spring for the airfare.
Rock Gossip, 625 and 825 every morning. 1029 The Whale, Connecticut's classic rock.